An American businesswoman, Ashley, is on an airplane and talking with Ichiro Toyota. In the previous lesson, you found out where they were from.
Right. Ashley said she was from New York, and Ichiro said, 僕の出身は東京です。
I'm from Tokyo. In this lesson, you'll find out what Ichiro does for a living.
Also, in this lesson's dialogue, you'll learn more about the usage of お願いします and learn some new adjectives.
As we mentioned, this conversation takes place on an airplane. And this conversation is between three people, right?
はい, right. Ashley-san.
Ashley?
Toyota Ichiro-san.
Mr. Ichiro Toyota.
And flight attendant.
Flight attendant. What kind of Japanese are they using?
Formal Japanese.
Now, before we listen to the conversation, we recommend that you reference All About Japanese Lesson 5.
Black tea, coffee, or Japanese tea?
あ、日本茶お願いします。
日本茶ですね。はい、どうぞ。お客様は？
紅茶お願いします。
お砂糖とミルクは？
お願いします。あち。
大丈夫ですか？暑いですか？あち。まずいです。
One time slowly.
僕はフォトジャーナリストです。
へえ、すごい。
アシュリーさんは？
ブラックティー、コーヒー、オア、ジャパニーズティー。
あ、日本茶、お願いします。
日本茶ですね。はい、どうぞ。お客様は？
紅茶、お願いします。
お砂糖と、ミルクは？
お願いします。あち。
大丈夫ですか？暑いですか？あち。まずいです。
しー。
Now with the English translation.
僕はフォトジャーナリストです。
I'm a photojournalist.
へえ、すごい。
Oh, wow.
アシュリーさんは?
How about you?
Black tea, coffee, or Japanese tea?
Black tea, coffee, or Japanese tea?
あ、日本茶お願いします。
Oh, Japanese tea, please.
日本茶ですね。はい、どうぞ。
Japanese tea, here you are.
お客様は?
How about you, sir?
紅茶お願いします。
Black tea, please.
お砂糖とミルクは?
Would you like sugar and milk?
お願いします。
Yes, please.
あち!
It's hot.
大丈夫ですか?
Are you okay?
暑いですか?
It's hot?
あち!
It's hot.
まずいです。
It tastes awful.
Naomi-sensei,
はい、
Japanese people are adopting a lot of foreign words, right?
Ah, そうですね。That's right. Yeah, in the dialogue, we had photojournalist.
Photojournalist.
それから and milk.
Milk. But I thought 牛乳 was milk.
Right. But for some reason, we never say 牛乳茶 for milk tea.
Ah.
When you're talking about milk,In the cartoon, I think we tend to use 牛乳 instead of milk. But if it's became a part of the product's name, we tend to use ミルク instead.
And the pronunciation is very different.
Ah, right.
In English, we say milk.
We say ミルク.
ミルク. Three syllables, right?
Right. you have to pronounce every syllable with the same length.
Say it one more time.
Mi-ru-ku. Mi-ru-ku.
Again, I think native English speakers or English speakers do have an advantage when learning Japanese after they hit critical mass. Meaning once you understand enough Japanese for these loan words, these katakana words to make sense, all of a sudden it'll open up your vocabulary drastically. But to say an English word in the Japanese way, you need to slow it down a bit and you have to pronounce every syllable.
Oh, so desu ne. Right.
But before we move on to the vocab section, I'd like to remind you that we talked about sugoi in All About Japanese Lesson 13.
You can use sugoi to show that you're interested or impressed.
Or just to show that you're at least listening.
Like an interjection?
Again, we covered this in some of the previous lessons, the idea of aizuchi, interjections to acknowledge you're listening. Okay, on to the vocabulary. First word.
Nihoncha.
Japanese tea.
Nihoncha. Nihoncha.
Next.
Okyakusama.
Customer.
Okyakusama. Okyakusama.
Next.
Sato.
Sugar.
Sato. Sato.
Next.
Daijoubu.
All right. Okay.
Daijoubu. Daijoubu.
Next.
Atsui.
Hot.
Atsui. Atsui.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we'll look at?
Sato.
Sugar.
In the dialogue, the flight attendant put o in front of sato and said o sato. This is called bikago, a word beautification. By adding o in front of a noun, it makes it more polite and beautiful.
O is a polite prefix. Please note that you cannot attach o to all the nouns. But for today, just remember,
o sato
is a polite way to say
sato,
sugar. Now, you'll come across both
o sato and sato
in daily conversation. Again, this polite prefix, o, it's just making the word that much more polite. Naomi-sensei, can you think of another noun that we can use the prefix o with to make it more polite?
Cha.
Tea
becomes ocha,
which is the polite way to say tea.
Right.
Sushi is another popular one.
Ah, sushi becomes osushi.
The next word is
cha.
Tea. In this lesson's dialogue, the names of two different teas are introduced. One is
Nihoncha.
Japanese tea.
Nihon means Japan, and cha means tea. So, Nihoncha.
And another one is
Kōcha.
Black tea, which is interesting because the characters are actually red tea.
Right.
The kanji characters for this word.
So different people has a different perception for colors.
Yes. That's one of the key points. You'll come across this time and time again, especially with blue and green in Japanese. Now, Naomi-sensei, when you say Nihoncha, Japanese tea, what kind of teas do you envision?
Ryokucha kana? I think ryokucha. Green tea.
I think that's the image, too, many people have of Japanese tea. But there are also other varieties of Japanese tea that aren't green.
Right.
Okay, what's the next word?
Okyakusama.
Customer. Sir. Ma'am. But it's a polite way to say customer.
Right. The word kyaku is actually customer.
Oh, the first syllable is the polite prefix we just spoke about. And it makes the following noun polite. Kyaku is customer. And sama is a polite suffix.
Sama is like san, Mr. or Ms. But sama is even more polite.
Very formal.
So, okyakusama means something like Mr. or Ms. valued customer.
It's interesting because the word is actually kyaku, as Naomi said, but it has a prefix and a suffix. So, kyaku becomes okyakusama. Now, Japanese shop clerks and people who work in the service industry are usually very, very polite to customers. So if you're out at a nice restaurant or you're staying at a hotel, you're going to hear this word again and again.
Okyakusama.
last, we have an expression.
大丈夫.
Meaning, all right, okay. In the dialogue we have,
大丈夫ですか?
Are you okay? Are you all right?
Actually, the topic is missing from this sentence. It should be, あなたは大丈夫ですか?
Are you okay? Anata means you, but saying anata is too direct. In Japanese, there's this roundaboutness,
mm-hmm.
this kind of vagueness, and to directly refer to somebody is a little strong.
Yeah. The vaguer the sentence is, the more polite it gets.
So in this sentence, the subject and the topic marking particle are omitted.
Right. 大丈夫ですか? Are you okay?
On to the grammar section. In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask for something using
お願いします.
Literally translated, I'm begging. And we'll also learn the usage of the particle wa to abbreviate questions.
First, let's take a look at the usage of お願いします, shall we?
Okay, let's take a look. In the last lesson, we learned some common phrases that incorporate the phrase お願いします. This time, we'll learn how to ask for something using
お願いします.
All you have to do is put お願いします after the noun to ask for that item. In this case, it's the equivalent of please.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the examples in the dialogue, we didn't use any particle, but the direct object particle,
お,
can be used after the item being requested, but it's not necessary. We're going to clear that up in a second. First and foremost, お願いします. Here is used as please.
So, remember in the conversation we had, 日本茶お願いします.
Japanese tea, please. But literally, Japanese tea, I'm begging. So, please.
In the dialogue, we also had 紅茶お願いします.
Black tea, please. Again, noun followed by
お願いします.
We also had
砂糖お願いします.
Sugar, please. Again, noun お願いします.
Right.
You can even point to something and say
お願いします.
This, please.
Or これお願いします.
Which we looked at in the previous lesson.
Right.
This, please. Noun お願いします. So Naomi-sensei, this is probably a pretty important one for a lot of people. How do you say coffee, please?
コーヒーお願いします.
Now, how about coffee and Japanese tea, please?
Mm.
Key point here, and.
コーヒーと日本茶お願いします.
When you want two items, insert the particle to, meaning and, between the items.
Right. コーヒーと日本茶 means coffee and Japanese tea.
Okay, on to our next grammar point.
The usage of wa.
In spoken Japanese, it's very common to shorten phrases to only what is necessary. By leaving out what is already understood, your Japanese will sound more natural. We spoke about this in the previous lesson.
Mm.
I think the best way to illustrate this is with an example. Now, in the dialogue we had, Toyota-san stated his profession and then asked Ashley about hers with the phrase,
Ashley-san wa?
Literally translated, Ashley?
Hmm.
But Toyota-san's implying Ashley and your profession? So that topic was already established from the previous answer. They're speaking about professions. So using someone's name and attaching wa with rising intonation is a very common way to ask someone a question that they just asked you, or to ask someone about a topic being discussed.
Is it similar to English, how about you?
Right. I think it's very similar.
Okay, maybe we can do the short example dialogue here.
Sure.
ピーターさんの出身はどこですか? Where are you from, Peter?
出身はニューヨークです. I'm from New York. ナオミ先生は? How about you, Naomi-sensei?
千葉です.
I'm from Chiba. So, Naomi asked me about my hometown using a full sentence.
ピーターさんの出身はどこですか?
I answered a question, and I asked the same question by using her name plus the topic marking particle wa. Naomi-sensei wa? And what comes after that was, where's your hometown? But that was implied by my question. So I have this term for it. I call it the magical wa. Because really, you just need a person's name followed by wa, and whatever the topic is being discussed or whatever the question that was just asked, everything's implied. So you don't need to know how to say, where is your hometown? All you need to know is that the topic is talking about hometowns. So how about you, Naomi-sensei? So we establish how about you, Naomi-sensei, but what's implied is, where's your hometown? whatever the question being discussed is, that's tacked on. It's implied here. Okay, let's recap with the quiz. The quiz will be multiple choice. We'll give you a question and three possible answers. Your job is to guess the answer. First question. How do you say Japanese tea? A.
お客様.
B.
日本茶.
C.
砂糖.
The answer is
B. 日本茶.
Nami-sensei, there was a hint in there.
Nande? Why?
The word Japanese tea is almost a direct translation.
That's true.
So, 日本 is Japan, and 茶 is tea. So, Japan tea, Japanese tea. Question 2.
Which phrase means coffee, please?
A.
コーヒーと紅茶.
B.
コーヒーお願いします.
C.
それはコーヒーですか?
The answer is
B. コーヒーお願いします.
Again, coffee, please.
Before we go, there's a chart for temperature-related adjectives in the lesson notes.
At the bottom of the lesson notes, there's a write-up and list of adjectives which are used to describe the temperature.
There, you can learn how to say hot, cold, warm, cool in Japanese.
So be sure to check the lesson notes. In the next lesson, we'll talk about the temperature. So we're confident you'll find those adjectives useful.
じゃあまた!
See you!
Listen to the entire conversation once again.
僕はフォトジャーナリストです。
へえ、すごい!
アシュリーさんは?
Black tea, coffee, or Japanese tea?
あ、日本茶お願いします。
日本茶ですね。 はい、どうぞ。 お客様は?
紅茶お願いします。
お砂糖とミルクは?
お願いします。 あち!
大丈夫ですか? 熱いですか? あち! まずいです。
Practice with the review track.
フォトジャーナリスト
Photojournalist
フォトジャーナリスト フォトジャーナリスト すごい!
Wow! Great! Amazing!
すごい すごい! 日本茶
Japanese tea.
Ni ho n cha. Nihon cha. Mazui.
Tastes bad, distasteful.
Ma zu I. Mazui. Okyakusama.
Customer.
O kya ku sa. Ma, お客様.
Black tea.
紅茶. Ko, u, cha. 紅茶.
Sugar.
砂糖. Sa, to, u, 砂糖.
Milk.
Milk. Mi-ru-k. Milk.
It's hot.
Achi. A-chi. Achi.
All right. Okay.
大丈夫. Da-i-jo-u-bu. 大丈夫.
Hot.
暑い. あ-つ-い. 暑い.
Lesson 5.